I came downstairs for a late afternoon cup of tea to find Mike leaning against the counter with a glass of milk, kibitzing while Chris and Anna make dinner. We are one day into Lent, and the hot question in my kitchen is, what are you giving up for Lent? At 22, with almost as many Lenten seasons under her belt as the boys put together, Anna is impressed that Mike has successfully given up chocolate in a past Lent. Are you going to give up coffee? The boys tease her. No way. All eyes are now on me. With a fresh cup of tea in hand, it was clear I wasn't giving up caffeine either. So, Mom, what are you giving up? Well, last year I took up playing Scrabble every day. That got their attention. Scrabble is not one of the traditional triad of Roman Catholic penitential practices, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. I will admit, too, that I hadn't intended at the outset that my daily Scrabble round be part of my Lenten practice. Nevertheless, the games that began with Ash Wednesday yielded a rich source of reflection for me throughout the season. What did I learn? Letters are given to you, gifts not of your own choosing, perhaps, but gifts nonetheless. In my heart, can I view seven consonants as a gift? Can I view even the annoyances in my life as sources of grace? Letters are meant to make words from, even the letters you can't see how to use at first glance. You might want to trade letters in, but doing so as a matter of course is not a winning strategy. As St. Paul reminds the Corinthians, if the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? God placed the parts in the body as he intended. Hold on to your letters in hopes of using them again, and you risk missing other, possibly richer opportunities along the way. Narthex was a delicious word, but were there other wonderful and better scoring words that I failed to make in the waiting? What in my life do I cling to that blinds me to God's desires for me? You can only get so many points from your letters alone. Winning depends on encounters with double and triple point squares. Grace is at play in our lives, enriching what we can do with our own limited resources. We should be alert to the signs of God's presence and place ourselves in his path. Hoarding the letters you were granted loses you points in the end. Like the servant in Matthew's gospel, left holding the single talent when his master returns, gifts earn when they are put to work, not held in the hand. Hanging on to the U, waiting for the Q, was not a good idea. Playing Scrabble for Lent might seem irreverent or even profane. The thought certainly startled the kids in my kitchen. We often choose to do things differently in Lent as penance. We can also choose to see things differently in Lent, even things as trivial as Scrabble, as a way to break down the artificial barriers between our spiritual lives and our daily lives. All our life comes from God, and is oriented to God as its end, the trivial and the profound alike. Lent invites us to grow in grace, not only through the sacraments and the traditional devotional practices of prayer and penance, but in every act of our lives, even those that seem firmly of the world.